So thinking about Southern Plaza, huh?
It's a big choice.
It really is. Picking a retirement community, well, it's way more than just, you know, deciding on a carpet color or what the dining room looks like. It's got to feel like home, right?
It absolutely does. And feeling at home, that comes from really understanding what to expect day to day, not just the, you know, the glossy brochure stuff.
Exactly. And that's where we come in. Forget the marketing fluff. We're diving into the real deal today, those honest resident testimonials.
We're talking the good, the bad, and everything in between. No sugarcoating here.
Love it. Okay, let's jump right in with Elle Mashburn's experience. Their mom was widowed, and they were really worried about her being isolated. I mean, that's a common fear, isn't it?
It's huge. Loneliness is a real problem for seniors. And what struck me about Mashburn's story was how Southern Plaza really turned things around. They talked about all sorts of activities, clubs, you name it, ways for their mom to connect with people who get her, share her hobbies.
It's like, you don't just want a roof over your head. You want a reason to get out of bed in the morning.
Exactly. That sense of purpose, it can be hard to find after a big life change, losing a spouse, anything like that. This testimonial suggests Southern Plaza gets that.
That's good to hear. Now, switching gears a bit, let's look at C. Kenny's experience. Their family was thinking long term. You know, what if mom needs more care down the line? That's got to be a weight on anyone's mind.
Oh, absolutely. It's such a relief knowing a community can adapt to your loved one's changing needs. And that's what impressed Kenny about Southern Plaza. They've got the different care levels all in one place.
So no uprooting mom to a whole new environment if her needs change.
Exactly. And it's not just the physical move, it's the emotional toll, right?
Yeah.
Adjusting to new staff, new routines. That peace of mind Kenny mentioned, that's invaluable.
I can only imagine.
Okay.
Okay, this next one, Alois, this is where things get, well, a bit more complex. They were dealing with Alzheimer's care, which is tough enough as it is, but then they had to make that difficult decision to separate their parents for care.
Oof, yeah. These situations, they really test a community's values. On the one hand, it's great Southern Plaza has a dedicated memory care unit because specialized care for folks with Alzheimer's is so important. But spousal separation, that's something to really think about.
I mean, it's heartbreaking, but sometimes it really is the best option, isn't it?
Yeah.
But how does Southern Plaza support, well, both sides of that, the resident with Alzheimer's and the spouse who's, well, maybe not in the best place themselves?
It's a tough balance, for sure. Lewis did mention frequent visits being possible, which is a good sign. But yeah, it does make you wonder about keeping couples together, especially when one needs more, you know, specialized care. It's definitely something to ask them about directly. Don't be afraid to dig in a little.
Totally agree. Add that to the list. Okay, moving on to a testimonial that I've got to say brought a smile to my face.
Yeah.
R. Morgan, 99 years young, decided to make the move because they were just done with cooking.
Isn't that great? It shows Southern Plaza isn't just for folks who need, you know, around-the-clock care. It's about making life a little easier, a little more enjoyable.
Exactly. And hey, for a lot of people, that means saying goodbye to grocery shopping and cooking every single night.
Right. No more slaving over a hot stove. And you know what? Morgan raved about the food, which, let's face it, that can make or break your experience.
Oh, absolutely. Bland, boring food 3 times a day. No thanks.
Okay, one more to go. Dee Tedford's testimonial. This one really jumped out because of what they said about the staff at Southern Plaza. Get this. They mentioned many of the staff have been there many, many years. Now, that is huge. Staff consistency, especially in senior care, you can't overstate it. It means the residents, they're familiar with the faces, they build trust with the caregivers. That's essential.
And it probably said something about how Southern Plaza treats their employees too, right? Yeah. Low turnover, that usually means happier staff, which means better care.
100%. It all ties together.
Yeah, it's like they say, happy employees, happy customers. But in this case, it's residents we're talking about. And it's not just about a good experience, it's their well-being. That's even more, I don't know, crucial.
Couldn't agree more. So we've covered a lot of ground here about Southern Plaza. What are your, like, if you had to pick, biggest takeaways?
Okay, so say I'm thinking about Southern Plaza for, well, myself or someone I love. The things that really stake out are the community vibe. They seem to be doing that really well.
Mm-hmm.
And then their, you know, flexible care options. Like, you're covered if your needs change, which, let's face it, is a big deal as you get older.
Yeah.
Oh, and the staff stability. That is huge for me.
For sure. But we've got to remember, these are just little glimpses into a few residents' lives. Think of it like we're peeking through a few windows, but we haven't seen the whole house yet.
That's such a good point. So what should our listeners do to really, like, get the full picture? What would you recommend?
A visit is a must. And I don't just mean a quick tour. I'm talking schedule a meal, maybe sit in on an activity, chat with some residents when they're not, you know, surrounded by marketing folks.
Love it. Get the inside scoop.
Yeah.
Straight from the source.
Exactly. And don't be shy. Ask the tough questions. What's the staff turnover rate, really? Do they do those resident satisfaction surveys? And will they share the results? How have they handled complaints in the past? You know, things like that.
Transparency is everything.
100%. And, you know, every senior living community talks about, you know, wellness services. But what does that actually look like at Southern Plaza? We need specifics.
Right. Is it just a fancy way of saying they have a walking path? Or are we talking full-on fitness classes, maybe even meditation, art therapy, that kind of stuff?
Those are great questions. Remember that phrase from their website, wellness services promoting independence? Well, do they actually empower residents to be more independent, or is it more about just keeping them busy?
That's a big difference.
Huge. And it gets to the core of what you're really looking for. Are they just providing a place to live, or are they fostering, you know, well-being, individuality? It's a big question.
It really is. This has been such an eye-opening deep dive. Mm-hmm. Honestly, it's amazing what you can learn from just hearing a few real people stories.
It really is. It's all about going beyond the marketing and figuring out what matters, right? Quality of life, compassion, feeling like you belong.
Perfectly said. So to all our listeners out there facing this, you know, this big decision, just remember, trust your gut. Don't be afraid to ask those hard questions. But most importantly, find the place that feels like home. That's what it's all about.
And there's no one right answer. The right answer is what works for you, what aligns with your needs, and what you want out of this next chapter.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Until next time, happy exploring, everyone.